Our guest at the cafe this morning is Kim Sines, the director at the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce and Quinlan. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
So you're seeing quite a few people now for coronavirus testing, even though there's other places they can go. But I'm sure the first place that people think of sometimes is the emergency room. And so you're able to accommodate them when they come.
Right. We are seeing people. Generally, the emergency room would be for people who are having acute symptoms or are short of breath or having high fevers. Those are the kinds that we really need to see, the emergent type patients. There's other avenues for being tested locally if someone is fairly asymptomatic or considered stable.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the other options?
If you have a private physician, they can certainly order the test as an outpatient. There's local labs that will collect that. There's also a minor care. Our hospital minor care is in Greenville by the Academy Sports, and they collect outpatient testing, and they also, if you don't have a physician, are seeing patients and ordering those tests as well.
Mm-hmm. So if you thought, if for whatever reason, you were getting a little concerned, thought you might have the coronavirus or symptoms of it, you could go to your general practitioner first then.
Right. And a lot of physicians are doing telemed now. That's a good practice for times like this when we don't want to have exposures. And a lot of these people that are needing tested may have had like a secondary exposure, or someone at my work was exposed to someone, so they just want to be tested. Mm-hmm. So sometimes if you're not even having symptoms, and mm-hmm. you know, that's the concern, is that you can carry it without symptoms. So those certainly would be patients that would be appropriate for the urgent care setting.
Mm-hmm. So someone who has reason to believe that they might have been exposed and they're anxious about it.
Right, but yeah. Not acutely sick.
Right.
Now, if there's shortness of breath, if you have high fever, if you have symptoms, that is what we're here for. Mm-hmm. We need to see those patients.
Mm-hmm. Is it possible to say how many people might be coming to your place in a week, either in Commerce or Quinlan, and asking to be tested?
I don't have the numbers offhand. We're seeing quite a few, though.
Okay.
And so, you know, we've kind of heightened our efforts to keep everyone safe. So
right.
We have separate waiting rooms for what we would consider like injury versus illness. So we have certain areas that people go to avoid being around others. And so we have some heightened thoughts about that.
Yeah,
so.
I want to bring that up with you, that topic, in a moment. We're talking with Kim Sines, and Kim is the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce and Quinlan. I showed you an article from the Houston Chronicle kind of covering some of that subject, that for whatever anxiety people may have about coming to the emergency room and elsewhere in a hospital, those concerns pretty much are unfounded at this point.
Well, I think that the virus is scary to all of us,
sure.
But there's certain best practices that are set forth for hospitals, and we are following all of those. So we triage patients into certain areas where they need to be. As soon as you come, we ask the screening questions, and you get a mask. So that is the most important. We have hand sanitizer located everywhere, and so we really want to protect you as well as our staff from any exposure of any kind.
Mm-hmm. Hunt Regional put out a list of, this was just in the last few days, kind of tweaked the system by which they allow people to come in and visit and so forth. And I don't necessarily want to go over this line by line. It's a bit more involved than that. But basically, there's some new guidelines, and people should be aware that you just can't walk in and do things like you might have been able to do it a year or so ago.
Right. And this is, you know, when people are sick, they want to be with their family, and we certainly understand that. But we also want to limit the exposure to you, to the staff members. So there are guidelines. We had loosened those up when the numbers had mm-hmm. kind of stabilized. But mm-hmm. now that they've gone back up, we're not allowing visitors in the emergency room right now unless it's a pediatric patient under the age of 18 or a critical end-of-life situation.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah, and another at the top of that list, inpatient visiting hours will be from 9 to 11 in the morning and 6 to 8 in the evening.
Right.
Yeah. So this, you can go to the Hunt Regional website and click on news. That's where I found this, and you can have a look. And we'll make a link to this also on our KETR page for Blacklands Cafe, and people can have a look at it because, it's a bit too involved to get into it line by line. But just be aware there are some new rules, and we can make those available to you. Well, what else is going on this summer? Are you seeing anything? I know coronavirus is a thing that occupies everyone's attention, but life goes on. And are you seeing other trends or other things that are coming to you in the emergency room?
Well, we just finished the 4th of July Saturday holiday, which is always good for quite a few injuries.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And we really, you know, we need to talk about fireworks safety, I guess, way before this happened.
All right.
But so safety and summertime safety and watching your kids around the water, and we're having sunburns because the weather's getting hotter. So the general summertime things we're starting to see.
Kim, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
Thank you.
Kim Sines, director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce in Quinlan. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.